Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nechiyol Mi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Divrei Hayamim Bet Perek Chaf Vav. So, what happens here is, ready? Who is the new king? Uzziyahu. Vayikhu kol am Yehuda es Uzziyahu, and all the nation took Uzziyahu. In other words, they're going to crown him after his father, Amatsyahu, who strayed after the Lord. Remember, he was killed by rebels. And now his son Uzziyahu is going to reign instead of him. You're going to see that he is a very strong king and a very respected king. It's not Avodah Zarah that gets to his head per se. It's a different kind of Avodah Zarah. It's a different kind of Avodah Zarah that will be his downfall, the Avodah Zarah of arrogance, not the Avodah Zarah of foreign gods. He begins being very successful. And all the nation of Yehuda took Uzziyahu, and he was only 16 years old, 1-6. Ayamlichu also tachas aviv Amatsyahu, and he is established as the ruler, as the king, instead of his after his father Amatsyahu, who bana et Eilot vayishivel Yehuda. He built Eilot, which is the southern port city of Eilat. He restored this to the kingdom of Yehuda acharei shechav hamelch im avotav, after the king Amatsyahu, in other words his father, lay with his forefathers. Beneshesh esrei shana Uzziyahu b'mlacho. He was only 16 when he ascended to the throne. V'chamishim u'shtayim shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. He ruled in Jerusalem for 52 years. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz notes, this reign was one of the longest in the history of the kingdom of Yehuda. Only King Menasheh reigned for longer, which is a period of 55 years. And Uzziyahu ruled for 52 years and accomplished much during his reign. Pasuk Dalet, Vayas Hayasher B'nei Hashem, Kechol Asher Asa Amatsyahu Aviv. He did what was right in the eyes of Hashem, like his father Amatsyahu did in the first year of his reign when he listened to the prophets of God. And what would he do? Vayihili drosh elokim, and he would frequently seek out God, in other words, counsel from Hashem, from the Nevi'im. Bimei Zechariahu hamevim birot elokim. In the days of Zechariahu, was a prophet who understood what it meant to see God, to, if you will, have a communication from God. And because this new king, Uzziyahu, sought out God, Hashem made him successful. And now he goes to war. Pasuk Vav, he went, Vayetzev Yelachim Bapelishtim. He went out, he waged war against Pelishim, and Vayifrotz et Chomat Gad, he breached the wall of Gad, Vechomat Yavne, the wall of Yavne, Vechomat Ashdod, he breached the wall of Ashdod. I'm laughing because I just love when you learn Tanakh and you see all the names that are alive and well today in Medina Israel. Vayivne Arim Ba'ashdod Bapelishtim, and he was so powerful, he built new cities in Ashdod and amongst the Plishtim, vayaazrehu elokim, and Hashem helped him over the Plishtim and over the Arabians, va'al ha'aravim hayoshvim begur ba'al v'hamiunim. So he was very successful against the Arabians who lived in a place called Gur Ba'al, and also against the Meunim, another nation. And he was so powerful, pasuches, vayidu ha'amonim min chaluziyahu. Look at this, the Ammonim. Not the tribe of Israel, foreign tribe. They recognized how powerful and how great he was, and they gave tribute. They brought mincha to Uzziyahu. The Ammonite submission to Uzziyahu, says Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz, without war, is indicative of the strength of the kingdom of Yehuda at that time. So it's not like he conquered them in battle. On their own, they send tributes and presents to Uzziyahu. His reputation, his name, spreads all the way south to Egypt because he was so strong. Ad Lamala, like until the heaven, so to speak. That's how strong he was. He built towers for the walls in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, Shar HaPinav, Al Shar HaGai, at the valley gate, and he fortified the city. So he is strengthening his kingdom. He is successful in battle. The surrounding nations recognize how powerful he is. Furthermore, he built towers in the wilderness. He hewed many cisterns. He had livestock. He had farmers. He had viticulturists, winemakers, in the mountains, and he was a lover of the soil. And now it tells us about his army. He had a force of warriors fit for military service? How many did he have? The total number of heads of mighty warriors, the command staff, okay, was 2,600, but that's not his whole army. Those are the commanders. And under their hand was an armed force of 307,500. So 307,500 wagers of war, and that was the force of his army to help the king against his enemy. So he has a very strong and successful kingdom. And now, Pasuk Gidalad, Vayachan Hem Uziyahu, and Uziyahu prepared them for the entire army with shields, magidim, uremachim, spears, vikovaim, like a hat, helmets, vishirionot, and mail. Rabbi Yedin Steinsaltz translates it as ukishato, bows, ulaavne kilaim, slingshots, slingstones. So you see that whatever kind of implements of war they had in biblical times, Uziyahu mans, not only mans his army, but supplies them with what they need for battle. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz says Uziyahu was an effective administrator. In contrast to Amatziahu's somewhat haphazard approach, Uziyahu steadily and thoroughly improved the country in all areas, quote, agriculture, infrastructure, security, and the provision of equipment and weapons to the army. So this is a strong king. Pasuk Tesvav that tells us he made in Jerusalem inventions. Wow. Vayas b'Yerushalayim chishvonot, chishvodon, lachshov. You make an invention by thinking. Machshevet choshev, clever devices. Liot al hamigdalim ve'al hapinot, to be on top of the towers, on the corners. What were the purposes of these inventions? Liro b'chatzim uva'avanim dolo. They were for battle. They were to shoot arrows and great stones. So he fortifies the tops of the towers, the walls of Jerusalem, so soldiers could stand there and have an implement of war, if you will, weaponry to fight against any possible invading army. His name spread far and wide. He was greatly helped by all of the innovations that he was making, and he was very strong. What happens? Parchas of Sefer Dvarim tells us, when you live in houses that are didn't build, when you have a lot of gold and silver, when you become successful, when everything's going well, what does a person tend to think? Your heart becomes haughty. You forget the Lord God. And what do you say? The strength and might of my hand made me all this power and all this wealth. Rabbi Dean Steinsaltz says as an introduction to the next pasuk, it had been many years since there was a king in Yehuda who was as powerful and as successful as Uziyahu, but his power and success, ironically, are his downfall. Why? Patek Tech Zion, ukechezkato gava libo. As he became stronger, his heart became haughty. Adla hashchit. Until a point of destruction. Vayim'al b'Hashem el-Kav. He committed a trespass against Hashem his God. And what does he do? Vayavo al-Heichal Hashem l'haktir al-Mizbech HaKtorah. He comes to the Beit HaMikdash and he wants to bring incense spices. Now, who's allowed to bring the incense spices? It's the avoda of the Kohen, not the avoda of the king. He comes to the Mizbech HaKtorah. The Mizbech HaKtorah is also known as the Mizbech HaPnimi, inner altar, Mizbech HaZahav, golden altar. And where it is where the Ketores, the 11 spice mixture, was offered by the Kohen twice a day. It is not for anyone to bring. You could be as powerful as the king, but it's not the king's job. So Azariah the Kohen comes after him, and they question him, and they say to him, Lo lecha Uziyahu laktir laHashem, ki lakohanim b'nei Aaron humikdashim laktir. Uziyahu the king, you cannot do this. It is the job of the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, who are sanctified to offer the Ketores. Tzei min hamikdash. You must leave the sanctuary, kima alta, because you've committed a trespass against God. This isn't your place. You can't take this kavod. You can't just come in here and decide, gee, I want to do ketores today. It's not your job. That's for the kohanim. You could be very powerful, but you have to know your place when it comes to avodas Hashem. And unfortunately, because of his great power, it was his downfall. Pasuk Yutes tells us, Af Uziyahu, he was furious. He was very angry. Uviado mikteret lahaktir. And he was holding in his hand the spice pan to offer the ketores. Ubiza'apo ima kohanim. He becomes very angry with the kohanim. And what is his punishment? Vahatzara'at zarcha b'mitzcho. All of a sudden, tzara'as, which is a biblical affliction, which is sometimes erroneously translated as leprosy, and I'm not going to translate it as leprosy. It is a spiritual malady. And tzara'as springs out on his forehead as he stands before the Kohanim, Beveid Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash, Me'alim Mizbech HaKtoret. So they're standing by the Mizbech HaKtoret, and all of a sudden he's doing something that's wrong, and because of his arrogance and his success, he forgets his place, and all of a sudden tzara'as sprouts. And interestingly, I'm going to quote the Gemara Maseches Erechin, Tes Zayin Amr Aleph. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Al Shiva Dvarim Negaim Ba'in, for seven sins, the affliction of Tzara'as comes. Al Lashon Hara, that's the most famous. See Parshos Tazria Matzor in the book of Vayikra. For Lashon Hara, Va'al Shvichut Damim, and for bloodshed. Va'al Shvuat Shav, a false oath. Va'ar oath taken in vain. Va'al Gilu Arayot, sexual immorality. Va'al Gasut Haruach, for arrogance or haughty spirit, val hagezov, val tzarut ha'ayin, for thievery and stinginess of eye, gasud haruach, haughty spirit, elevated arrogance is one of the causes, says the Gemara. Again, this is Erechin Tad Zayin Amad Aleph. Gasud Haruach is one of the reasons that tzara'as sprouts and afflicts a person. And here with King Uziyahu, you see that exactly as he's standing there and he doesn't take the rebuke and he doesn't know his place, all of a sudden, tzara'at zarcha b'mitzcho, tzara'as sprouts on his forehead as he's standing there. Wow! Pasuk Chaf, Vayifan Eila Vazaryahu Kohen. Harosh, v'chala kohanim, and the chief kohen, and all the kohanim, look at him, v'hinehu mitzora b'mitzcho. He has tzara'as on his forehead. Now, someone who has tzara'as has to be sent away out of all three camps. He cannot sit with even the other people who are tamei. He must sit by himself. Badad yishev michutz mechana moshavo. Parshas Tazria, Perek Yud Gimel. So vayevhil from Vayikra. Vayevhilu misham. They quickly rush him out. Vagamhu nidchaf latzei kin igo Hashem. Wow, what happens? He hastens to leave. He senses that the Lord has afflicted him. Nigo Hashem nega tzarat. He has the nega tzarat. Vayihi Uziyahu HaMelech Mitzora Ad Yomoto. Wow. Uziyahu the king, who started off so successfully in agriculture, in economics, in foreign relations, in rulership, he has tzara'as to the day of his death. Vayeshi Beit HaChavshit, he sits all alone in an isolation house. Mitzora, he has tzara'as, ki nigzar mi Beit Hashem, because he has been kicked out, if you will. He has been excised, in the words of Rabbi Edin Steintel, from the house of Hashem. Who is going to rule instead of him? The Yotam Bino al Beit HaMelech. His son Yotam will rule over the palace of the king, Shofet at Am Haaretz. He will be the judge for the ruler, the nation of the land. So the next king is going to be Yotam, even though Uziyahu reigned for a very long time. Ultimately, not of Odazara of dolls or Baal Peor or Asherah trees, but of Odazara of Gasud Haruach was his downfall. The Yeter Divrei Uziyahu Harishonim V'Acharonim, and the rest of the times and the Divrei, the account of those rulership, the early and the late, Katav Yishayahu ben Amoz HaNavi, Yishayahu ben Amoz HaNavi, transcribed it all. Vayishkav Uziyahu im avotav, Uziyahu died, he lay down with his fathers. Vayikbru oto im avotav, b'stei ha-kavura asher le-melachim. So he is buried in the field, in the burial field that is for kings. However, he is not in the actual burial plot of the house of King David, ki amu, because they said mitzorahu, and he had tzara'as till the day of his death, and a mitzorah must be in isolation. Vayimlech Yotam bino tachtav, and Yotam, his son, is now going to rule instead of him. Thank you for studying together with me, Lulu Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Allah Hashem. I look forward to continuing our journey tomorrow. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tov.